We saw a machokes between Rashi and the Ramban with regard to whether the case in the Mishnah and the Edim who testify falsely that a person owes ksuba to his wife. The Mishnah talks about what they have to pay, and the Gemara explains what that would refer to. So Rashi explains pshat in the Gemara when Rav Papa says b'isha b'ksubasa, that Rav Papa is coming to add that within the shita that Rav Nassin, which is Rav Papa is holding, like that you deduct the Baal could purchase the schus of the woman, the schus safik of the woman, you deduct that from the whole ksuva, and you pay that much, the Eidim pay that much to the Baal. But Rav Papa wants you to realize that even though part of what the Eidus is going to result in is also a loss of the Nechsi Melug, that the Baal enjoys the privileges associated with Nechsi Melug, namely that he eats the peros, and Rashi also adds, as we noted, that he's a Yoresh Har, that he can Yoresh the Guf afterwards, that's also part of the Schus of Nechsi Melug. So that all that should have a certain value associated with it, that the privileges associated with Nechsi Melug with the Baal brings with it certain monetary value, and that is being lost to the Baal as a result of the Eidus. Says Rav Papa, however, that would not be part of what you have to have the Eidim pay for the Kasha Zama. The Isha b'Ksuvasa and not the Nechsi Melug. And the reason Rashi explains why that is, they don't have to pay that loss of money. What was our Eidus? Our Eidus was on Ksuva. So Nechsi Melug, that we weren't aware of. That is the reason. The Ramban, both in the Chidushim and the Mochamos, disagrees with Rashi. He doesn't understand what Rashi's saying. That which Rashi says, the Edom can say, Lo Yadanu, why is it specific to Nechsi Melug? There's also Nechsi Tzom Barzel, that's also added to what, besides the core value of the Ksuva and even the Tosefes Ksuva, there's something more than the Dunya. So let him also make a claim that we didn't know that she had it. And that Rashi speaks specifically about Nechsi Melug. And the Ramban says, I don't agree. I hold that all of this should be part of the calculation. They have to pay Ksuva, they have to pay Nechsi Melug, they have to pay Nechsi Tzom Barzel. Fi advar mashma, she mishalmim osam. His raya, we have to know what he had raya from the case in Perek HaChovo. That was the case that we mentioned yesterday. The Edom testified that she was paid. Al kopanim. The Ramban brings a raya as follows. He says, "Be'ikik suva nami." According to the Svar Rashi, say the same thing by ikik suva. Let him say, we thought she was an almana. She's only entitled to mana, not masayim. The Ritva brings the kasha from the Ramban. What about the Tosefes ksuva? They can say we shouldn't have to pay that either. We didn't know that there was a Tosefes. We didn't know how much it was. And the answer is, Ramban holds that they have to pay it all. Why? It says the Ramban, "Kivin she'im yodim." Sha'afiru k'suvasa mea mana heim afsidim oso baldas kein ba'u v'af pish enam yodim chayavim v'chem nechsi melug. In other words, Shitas Ramban would be that as long as they know something, what they don't know is not going to be an excuse not to have to pay. You could put it in terms of a yediya of a suffix is also a yediya. In other words, what they don't know, but they don't know one way or the other, so that doesn't patter them. The Ramban is aware, of course, of the Gemara Sanhedrin Mem Aleph. Of course, where did Rashi get this idea, without quoting it? Where did Rashi get the idea that they shouldn't pay Nechsi Melug because they can say Lo Yadanu? The obvious source out there, we all know, is the case of the Edim Anar Merasa Shezinsa, and the fact is that she didn't need Hasra to get killed because, as the Gemara explains there, she was an Isha Chaveira that knows the halachos, and she doesn't need hasra. But Lamaisa, the Edim, can always argue that our intention was simply to make her asa to her husband and not to have her killed. So that's a good taina, that therefore the Edim can't get killed, and therefore she can't get killed as well. So what is Ramban going to learn over there? What makes that case different? There, it's not pshat, they don't know whether she might get killed or not. They know that she's not getting killed. In their minds, she's not going to get killed because she needs hasra, or everyone needs hasra. They didn't know that she was a different type of a woman, that she didn't need, or she assumed that everyone needs hasra. So in their minds, they clearly came for one purpose and one purpose only, which is make her aser to her husband. So that's the difference in that Gemara. But in the case where they happen not to know whatever it is regarding how the Eidus is going to be used to be mechayev the person, but all this is part of what we normally assume should be part of the chiyuv of kasher zavah, the shita saramba. So now, in defense of Rashi, where's Rashi coming from? So, l'chaira, there are two ways that we can approach this. In the Ritva, I think you have one mahalach in Rashi, and that simply says that the difference is that nichsin merug is such a thing where the Edom had every right to assume that she didn't have nichsin merug. Why? Because most women don't have nichsin merug. So in Barzel, most women do have. He adds the fact that there's a kol. So the Edom have every reason to assume that she doesn't have nichsin merug. And that's what makes it different when it comes to all the other things. The Edom should very well have known, and to the extent that they're not sure, it's not going to help them. They have to pay for whatever it is that their Edus is causing. That's enough. The fact that they don't have the details in their mind is not enough to patter them. In other words, what I see in the Ritva is that really the case of Nichsin Merug is analogous to the case of the Edom thinking that she's not going to get killed because she didn't get Asra. And as far as they know, she's not going to get killed. So as far as they know here, she's not going to lose Nechsin Merug because she never had Nechsin Merug. I mean, the Baal. The Baal is not going to lose Nechsin Merug because there never was Nechsin Merug. Good? According to the Ritva, the Rashi and the Ramban are not really fundamentally arguing in Lumbus. Yeah, Rabosai. Clear? That we did yesterday, right? There isn't a Lumbus Shemachokes, Rashi and the Ramban. Okay, Rashi takes Nichsin Merug to be similar to the case in Sanhedrin in the sense that the Edom would have assumed that she didn't have it. Rov Nashim don't have it, so they didn't see this as a hefsid of the Baal. In their minds, there was no hefsid of Nichsin Merug. Good, the Ramban didn't think it that way, didn't have that point. And the Ramban therefore had the kasha from Maishna and Nichsin Tzombar. So this would be one way to think about Rashi. But already you see from the Rush that there's room to think about Rashi in a very different light, which obviously lends itself to a new lamdash machokes between Rashi on the one hand and Ramban on the other hand. Because the Ritva the Rush writes matter-of-factly, again, it doesn't mean that Rashi has to hold this way, binoget, som barzel, but the Rush just takes for granted that what Rashi said with regard to Nichsin Merug is just as equally true about Nichsin Tzom Barzel. And Tosefis. What does the Rush write just before the Bekashali? The Yeroya, after quoting Rashi, Pshat and Rapapa, the Yeroya, the Gam Tosefis Ksuva, the Nichsin Tzom Barzel, Ein Mishalman, Lefisha Lo Yadu Bahem. What the Edim don't know is not going to be part of the Chiv. So what Rashi said within Rapapa for Nechse Merug is the same thing for Tosefes Ksuva and for Nechse Tzom Barzel. What they knew is Ksuva. What they don't know for sure seems to be enough to patter them. No, now already we have to think hard. So what could therefore be the Machlokas? We have a Sugya in Sanhedrin. On the one hand, the Edom can say la'osro bailabanu, and therefore you can't kill them for the Edus Misa, which it was, but they can say, no, we just wanted la'osro baila. We have a Ramban who says that's unique to there because they could assume that she's not chayiv Misa because there was no hasra given, but to the extent that there's any possibility in their mind that it could have ramifications for whatever it is, to Sephis and so on, so that's enough to mechayev them. That's the Ramban. And Rashi will hold otherwise. That Nichsin Merug, and according to the Rush, take Tzom Barzel as well and Tosefes. And here you can't say what the Ritva said because Well, they could assume that she didn't have it. Nechsi Malog, I understand. The Ritva points out, okay, most women don't have it, so they could assume that the Baal didn't have any loss here because there was no Malog. But Nechsi Tzombarzo is not true. Most women do have it. We're not going to argue under what the Ritva establishes to be a fact, that Nechsi Malog is common. And yet, if they didn't know about it, that's enough to say that they shouldn't have to pay in the Kasha Zammam that kind of payment. So, in other words, a machloka seems to be a yediyah of a suffix. In other words, knowing that the possibility exists, but not knowing for sure that it exists, is that included in the Kasha Zammam to mechayev them, like the Ramban would hold? Or does it also go into the Gemara Sanhedrin and Aleph that they should be putter because definitively they don't know? That's what we have to understand. What is this machlokes revolving in? What's the nekuda here? I think the natural way to think about it is to talk about what is the nature of this tour of the Edom Zomim that they can argue Osral by Labanu. Therefore, we can't make them pay. What's the pshat? So, at the time when we discussed this Gemara, we mentioned the lashon of Rav Chaim in the end of the Sefer that he draws on the lashon of Pasuk. Right. The Lashon HaPasuk is, Vasisim Lo, Kasha Zom Mamrasas. In other words, there's a special din when it comes to the punishment of Kasha Zomam, that there has to be, the agenda had to be, that was clear, that they wanted to cause that particular damage, that particular result. If there was a clear agenda to cause that to result, then they're chayv. The extent that there isn't that direct agenda, the put. The tour in the onus of Kasha Zammah. L'mashal. Normally, when it comes to being mazik, the Mishnah in second parak in Bava Kama says, Adam Mord La'olam. Right? The person does hezek, whether they are aware about it, aware, not aware, they be shogig, they be mazid. The question is ba'ones, so Tosis holds ba'ones, maybe be putter. The Ramban disagrees, the Ramban himself holds that even ba'ones yochayiv, only an ones gamur, whatever, certain type of situations, Ramban has a new way to understand it. But be'etzem, even an ones is machayiv, an ones gamur also should be machayiv. That's by normal mazik. Maki be'im b'shalmena, be'im b'shogig, be'im ba'ones, okay. When it comes to the mazik of Kasha Zaman, the Torah is telling me that if there wasn't a kavana for that particular hezek to result, doesn't go into the Zaman l'asos yipat. Within this understanding comes the Ramban and holds, but what's called within the realm of Kasha Zaman l'asos? As long as you are, the Edim are aware that there could potentially be a result in some direction, that's called Zaman l'asos. What's not Zaman l'asos? If from their perspective they didn't dream that that would be coming out of this Edus. In a case where that's the tour. They felt that there's no chiyuv misa. L'maisa there is. So good. So normally, normal standards of hezek, that should be enough. But kasha zomim lasos. The hezek, the mazik of kasha zomim is different. The Torah, it's a kula in that regard that you don't have to pay for a hezek that's not zomim lasos. So the onesh misa of the baal, of the naira in that case, of namarasa, where she'd be chayev based on the Edus, but the Edim thought otherwise, the pat. But for the Ramban, if there's an awareness that there could be a result of Hefsid, of Tzombarzel, of Nechsi Malog in their Edus, so that's called Zaman l'asos. That's the Ramban. So where's Rashi coming from? And again, I'm going to try to use the Rid a little bit here, even though it's not mamished exactly, but the basic idea I got from the Rid, the Piskei Rid, and that is that the issue is not about a kula in the onesh, in the punishment of Kasha Zammam. It's in the definition of the mazik itself of Kasha Zammam. Sheker ana ba'achiv. The Torah says there's a mazik called Eden Zomin, Sheker ana ba'achiv. What is the mazik? Your Mashiach, the person, through the Edus, and based in Paskins on that person, that the person is chayiv, whatever it is. And for that, you're chayiv, kasha zama. But what does that mean, your Mashiach, the person? What was the edus and what was the harsha. And then we know that everything follows from that. What was the edus that you were mashiach the person? Now we have to define the edus. Whatever is bechlal the edus, what follows is that you're mazik, you're called a mazik on that, sheker on a be'achiv. Whatever is not included in that edus, so that never became part of the machayiv of kashe zaman. Kashe zaman is, by definition, to mazik the person through the edus of being mashiach the person, shelo kedin. But what was the harsha? In the case of nar marasa, that's the point in the Gemara. The harsha was le'osra al-baila, but not to kill her. Why? So it says that because there was no asra, and by all indications, they shouldn't get killed. So their claim that we came osra al-baila is a way of saying that the harsha was only this and not that. Carrying it over to our Gemara. So, leaving out the Lo Yadanu in Rashi, the Piskei Rid says this without that. He says, you know what? Why can't they pay the loss of the Nechsin Melug to the Baal? Says the Piskei Rid, because the Edus was not that. The Edus was on the Ksuba. What is his Lashon? You saw it. And he distinguishes between, differentiates between Tzom Barzo and Nechsin Melug in this regard. What's written in the Ksuva and what's not? Old Hosef Levayer, in explaining Rapapa. Again, this is Lefidarko Shorashi, but this is how he touches it. For old Hosef Levayer, knows Rapapa is going Pshat and Rav Nassin, but he's adding this point of Biksuvas, which is coming to exclude Nechsin Melug, explains the Piskei Arid. Va'od Hosef Levayer, this is on the second side, on the left column, second line. Va'od Hosef Levayer, the dafka b'mashe kasu b'ksuvasa mechayven ha'ed mushalim lebal. Only that which is written in the ksuva. Da'ayinu masayim zuz, the ksuvasa. But now he adds, and here I see, you see he's not exactly like the Rush. But we'll come back to Rashi in a second. V'gam im hayu ksuvin sham nechzi tzom barzel. Let's imagine the ksuva would also have in it indications of the nedunya of the woman that she brought in. Shechnisa lo b'ksuvasa. Kulan shaman oso b'omed zet. So all that is going to get figured into the calculation. So you'll subtract, again, as Rav Nassim would hold, you subtract what? The tovasana of the woman, the schusafik of the woman, from what? From the total. Total meaning, not just ksuva, total meaning, including whatever is in the ksuva, the tzom barzel, all that's added. But if it's in the ksuva, that's fine. Avo, and here's the key, the point of a papa. Avo says the read, im hayu la nechsi meluk, that the Baal is enjoying the fruit of the nechsi meluk, and based on this edus, the alpi elu ha'edim, kigirsha, now that he's, the edim is saying they divorced her, nimsa, shifsidu, osanaperos, they caused the Baal loss of that, ein mishamun la Baal kum, that they won't have to pay the Baal. Why? What is he saying? They only have to pay for the ksuva, which is what they were made on. The alpha pisha hefsid hapiros magialo beedusu. I, this edus, will result in a hefsid hapiros in the look. Kein gramahavi, that's just like indirect. What does he mean? This is what I understand. What is he saying here? The mechayiv is only on what is the edus itself. What were they made on? What's in the ksuva? They said ksuva. This is like David Herman was medayik. The Russian apparently was, they were made v'lo nasim l'ksuvas. And when we first read the Mishnah, we wanted to know, is that part of their edus, and that pashtus they would be saying, it's a good ha'ara, pashtus they would be saying that, v'lo nasim l'ksuvasa. But what is the edus then? On what is in the ksuva? I l'maisa the Eidus HaGirsha is going to result as well in the loss of the Baal's getting Nechsei Melug, but that's Ke'engram, he calls it. That's not the Hezek. That's not the Maisa Mazik of Eidon Zomimin. The Maisa Mazik is the Harsha that lies in their Eidus. What are you saying, Elior?
I was going to say, similar to what we said by Halal and giving
I think this is going to help for that. Yeah, go. We're going to go get there. We'll get there. Could be there's a new answer to the Kasha that we showed him. Yeah. That first Kasha, maybe. You have to know how to define Matnas Kuhuna, but it could be. That's what you're thinking of. We'll get there. So, in this Tosus, in this read, don't forget, he didn't say anything about what they knew, what they didn't know, but I want to use this for Rashi, just tweak it slightly. According to the Piskei Rid, the Nekuda, and this again, it's the foil to the Ramban. The Ramban asks, well, what's the difference between Som Barzel and Nechsei Melug? So the Ritva gave his answer. Nechsei Melug, they have a right, they should know that there is Nechsei Melug, and Nechsei Som Barzel, they should know that there is, and Nechsei Som Barzel, they should assume it's not. Good. The Rid is saying a different word. What's in the Ksuva is in their Eidus. If it's in their Eidus, it's part of what they're doing. It's part of their Mazik. That's what the Mazik is. The Mazik is the Harsha that they cause with their Eidus. What is just going to be based in extrapolating on their Eidus to be able to carry out some kind of additional harm to the person based on their Eidus, but that's not the actual Harsha of the Eidus. The Eidus was Lo Nasal Ksuvasa. Memela, to know that he divorced her without giving Ksuva, would also mean that the Baal is going to lose Nechsei Melug. But that is not what their Eidus is. That would not have to be part of their Chiyuv HaKasha Zama. So. Now, let's use this for Rashi, except we have to just change one little aspect. What does Rashi say? Why is Nechsei Melug not part of their obligation? Rashi adds something. First, Rashi says, Yecholin lomar anu lo he'adnu ela al ksuva, and that's, I think, very key language that fits beautifully with what we're saying right now. Anu lo he'adnu. Notice the Russian. Lo he'adnu ela al ksuva. That's our edus. Rashi adds, v'lo yadanu shayu l'nechsei melug. What does that have to do with it? How does that fit with the framework that we're saying? So the Rid is saying, if it's not written, if it wasn't mentioned in the Eidus, it's not part of their Eidus. What would Rashi say? If they knew about it, it doesn't have to be said exactly word for word. If they knew about it, it's as if they said it. Notice, knowing that that's the reality, and to say Nasal Ksuvasa, Giresh, V'lo Nasal Ksuva, with the knowledge that the Nechsei Melug is tantamount to including as part of the Eidus. So that's where Rashi might have a little slight difference with the Rid. The Rid doesn't mention the point of whether they knew or they didn't know. Rashi would hold that if they would know, that's part of their Eidus. But once you have a situation of something which is not stated, and it's not something that they obviously know about, then you can argue that it's not part of the Harsha, not part of the Eidus, not part of the Mazik to begin with of Kasha Zama. So what makes Som Barzel different, assuming not like the Rush? Now, the Rush said, B'das Rashi, remember, what did the Rush of B'das Rashi, Hu Adin, they could say, and here we can come back and maybe answer some of the Kashas of the Ramban and Rashi. What did the Rush say, B'das Rashi? That the same way they can not have to pay for Nechsei Melug because they'll say we didn't know. So the Rush assumes, so to what? What did the Rush say? Som Barzel and? What else? The Tzefes. Maybe we'll say like this. That Al Derech, the Rid, within Rashi, but not the Rid first Pshat in Rashi. We're saying something else. What's Bechlau their Eidus is part of the Harsha, is part of what the Mechuyiv, that's the Mazik of Kasha Zama. What's not part of the Eidus, it's like he calls a grammar. It's not what the Torah was mechayev akasha zama. It's not pshat a kula in the onesh like the Ramban would have it. What they were mechavin for, they're not mechayev for. It never becomes part of what the ma'isa mazik is. The ma'isa mazik is sheker ana ba'achiv. What was the ana? What was the edus? That's what you're chayev for. Rashi will hold that what is not explicitly stated, but what you know about, is Ki'ilu was explicit. Says Rashi, Nechsim Malog is not part of the Eidus explicitly. They talked about Lo Nasim Lo Ksuvasa. They don't know whether there's Nechsim Malog. Therefore, they don't have to pay. Anu Lo Heyadnu. Ela Lo Ksuva. The Ramban thinks in different terms. Ramban thinks about whether you machaven for that particular hezek. Right? That's the Ptur of Kasha Zama. And so the Ramban's lashon was, about whether they will mafsid that. Kibin she'em yodim sha'afil k'suvasa me'ah he mafsidin. The Ramban's focus is on what they knew, what the hefsid that resulted, whether they were machavin for that hefsid or not. The Ramban holds, therefore he asks on Rashi, say the same thing about almana and b'sula. What's Rashi's answer? They were made on the k'suva. Do they have to know how much the k'suva was? Is it Bechal the Eidus? They know where she was, Psula or Almana. Is it Bechal the Eidus? Lo Nasalo Ksuvas? It is. They don't have to know. It's Bechal the Eidus. I would argue Tosefis the same thing. Not the Rosh assumes, but that's Rashi, they wouldn't pay Tosefis because they wouldn't know about it. They could say they didn't know about it. They don't pay somebody else. No. If it's part of the Ksuva, if the Eidus spoke to the Ksuva, so they don't have to know. In a chenami, the difference is the nichsim melug is not part of the edus. They said like the rib begins. They said lo nasalok suvasa. But Rashi holds, had they known that there was nichsim melug, that would mele become part of the edus, as if they would have spelled it out. Because what they know about when they say the edus is obviously it's part of their. That's part of the edus. It comes together. But what's in the ksuva itself, in a chidami, they don't know whether it was an almana or a psula. But they said, "Let's look ksuvasa." So the edus was on the amount of the ksuva, whatever it was. So it could be a sign, they have to pay him a sign. Tosefes, tosefes, tombazo, tombazo. Nechsim elug, on the other hand, because it's not written in the ksuva, and it's not part of the words, "Lonasim look ksuvasa," and they could say, "We didn't know about it," that's Rashi's sheet. That's on the Rashi side. That's in the vein of the Rid. What was the Ramban's understanding? That the problem of Lo'osra Bailabano, the problem is that the Torah says, you only chayv on a hezek that it was Zamam Lasos, that hezek. It's a p'tur in the onesh of Kasha Zama, that a hezek that you weren't machaving for, you're not chayv on, says the Ramban. If you know that it could be possible that result is going to come, that's called your zamim lasses for that result. So you be chayv. This is going to help us. We'll soon get to, just might as well say now, you already asked, and we'll take others. You were machavim before. What about the kasha of the Rishonin on that Bezim and Aleph? That why don't the Eidim have to pay the machuas of Matnas Kahuna? Revisit that question. All kinds of answers, right? But maybe there's what to think about here. What was the Eidus? Neidim Anabish Purish Shehu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Now, I'm not saying for sure, but there's what to think about. Does that Eidus, by its definition, mean that he's not entitled to Matnas Kahuna? Or does that Eidus mean, by definition, that he's Pasal Avoda, he's a Chalal? Maybe it does mean Matnas Kahuna. No, it could be that the Kasha is still a Kasha, but it. Okay, this will be for the Rid. For Rashi, what they know about, they know about. So if they know about it, that's going to also be part of the Eidus. But if you go with the Rid's approach, what part of the Eidus is what you're chayiv for. So maybe it's the Eidus was Ben Grusha, not as good. But I have another possible nafkamina. Let's go to Daf Beis on the Beis with the case of Eved Ivri. Einem Karim be Eved Ivri, right? Savar v'amnuna l'meimar. That what is this case about? When are they not sold as Eved Ivri? It's a case when he had Islay and they don't have. You would think, so then we say that they're not sold. Since he wouldn't have been sold? Because he had assets. So therefore, even though they don't have assets, they're not sold. What's the chidush? So we explain, why is there a chiddush there? Because the halacha of a nimkar is a derivative of what? Of a halacha of m'engo, v'ganav. So part of the halacha of a ganav that doesn't have what to pay is the nimkar. So that is what they said. They said that he stole. He, Maisa, Grady, happens to have assets. But part of the edus is that it's going to mean v'nimkar, m'engo v'nimkar. So by them it's m'engo. So therefore what? So therefore maybe you would think that they are sold. That's why the chidush to say that they're not sold. Feg the Ritva, and the way we explain what was the Ritva's kasha. What did the Ritva ask over there? But after all, they're not zomam to sell him. He has assets. So how could you have a havamina that they should be sold? What did the Ritva mean to ask? How we explain the Ritva's kasha? What was he relying on for this kasha? How do we explain the kasha? Because what did Ritva ask? Who remembers? What was the kasha? Bechina was a week ago, right? Less, right? What was the Ritva's kasha? The imtoma imkein ma'ika mashmo and pshita she'inim korida be'im kasha zomam ve'him lo zomu lemochro. What did the Ritva mean to ask? The heim lo zomu lemochro. In other words, thinking of which Gemara is he thinking about? Narmaros. That's how we word the Ritva. Otherwise, the Terence is like a pelag. If a person's namuchoy misan, you're going to say they thought that he had, they didn't know. So what? That makes a reason to make them chay misa because they thought. The Ritva's kash is another kash. We understand what we just said. You might have thought that they should be sold because part of the avis would mean the angle of an imkar, so by them it's angle, it should be an imkar. That's what you would think. So we say no, that they don't get sold because he didn't get effective it. But I understand. Their agenda was to sell it? How is it any different than the case of Nar Marasa that they could say, we came Osra Baila, not to kill. Here, he had assets. So how could anyone have thought that they should get killed? There was no Zamamula Mochra. And for the Ritva, the Yeshua first Teretz, the Kamash Malon, the Afa Gav the Chiyasidu Alei Lahav Yadi Lei Nirsi. When they said the Eidus, they didn't know that he had assets. They didn't know that he had assets. What does that mean? They didn't know. It means they were sure. They were sure that he had no assets. Or they didn't know that he had assets. No?
They knew it was possible he would.
They knew it was possible that he had, but they didn't know for sure that he had or didn't have. In other words, it could be in their minds that he didn't have assets. Maisa, he did. But since in their mind they weren't sure that he had, so again, think about it. So the Ritva's Teretz. What's the Teretz of the Ritva? They testified without the definitive knowledge that he would not be sold. Because in their minds, it's possible that he would be sold. Again, does that work with the Ramban? A yediyah of a suffix is called part of your kasha zama. La'osra u'bayla means, from their perspective, there's no basis for chiyavis. But if there's a suffix, possibly, that's good enough to lead to a kasha zama monish. It's possible. It's within their own possibility. So therefore, there's a real havamina that they should be sold because they don't know that he has. They don't know that he has. Therefore, from their perspective and their edus, he may not have and he could be sold. So that's good terrence for the Ritva. But for Rashi, that's not enough, right? Rashi says they could say we thought he didn't have nechsim aluk. So what's the answer to the kasha according to Rashi? Better. The Ritva is al derech Ramban, and he made Rashi also like the Ramban by us. So Ritva had a kasha. Where's the zamam lasos? The answer is as long as they are not, they're open to the possibility that he might be sold, that he might not have assets, that's the zamam lasos. That works for the Ramban. But that doesn't work for Rashi. But Rashi has a better answer with what we're saying. What's the answer for Rashi? Over there, is it Zamam Lassos? What's the Eidus? What is the Eidus? That he's a Ganav, right? And what lies within Eidus if someone is Ganav? What lies within such Eidus? What halacha? That name of an Imkar. So therefore, the Kasha doesn't start. According to Rashi, that is the Eidus. If the edus that a person is chayiv to pay for stealing, and that halacha within that halacha is that it should be v'nimkar, so that's why the kasha is not a kasha. Only according to the Ramban's pshat in the Gemara Sanhedrin Mem Aleph, that there has to be a specific agenda for whatever that onesh is going to be. So where is there the zamam for a mechira? Lo zamam lemochro. Says the Ritva, you know what? It is. Because as long as they understand that it could be a Mechira, because they don't know that he has assets, so they understand that it could be he doesn't have assets, that's a Mamu Mochra. But for Rashi, the answer is more simple. The answer of the Ritva wouldn't help. But you don't need the answer of the Ritva. The answer is, it's the Gemara's in Sanhedrin is saying the Edus was on Lo Yisrael Baila. That's it. Here, the Edus was on Geneva. Because within the halacha of Geneva is v'nimkar, so mechira. So the edus was on mechira. So it could be that the Ritva's kasha was only a kasha because he was going within the understanding of the Ramban. So he gave a teretz, which also works within the Ramban's assumptions, that a yodia of a suffix is called that you had a zamam lasos. So that's a zamam lasos. Don't forget, the Ritva never said that they were convinced that he did not have. The Ritva didn't say that. That was not the word said. The Ritva is not saying they're convinced that he didn't have, therefore they thought he was being sold. All the Ritva answered, go with the words. The Kamash Malad, the Afagav, the Chiasidu, lo havi yadi le nirsi. They didn't know that he had assets. That's good enough for Zamam Lasos. For Rashi, the answer is that within the Edus is already a din of Bechira. So that already makes it different than the case in Sanhedrin. As far as Matnas Kahuna, again, you have to be Mefalpa. Would Matnas Kahuna be part of the din of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? Possibly yes, possibly not. Maybe we could use this to help for there as well. Yeah, Moshe. I answered it, didn't answer it. I just got it.
I'd just like to keep thinking back and forth that we can apply this case to the Ben Grusha. So when you're testifying on this guy's Ben Grusha,
that's the question.
Kids also, would just go to his kids.
Yeah, so. That's the question. Does Edus, right? Does Edus Ben Grusha, by definition, include, by its own definition, include the Los Matnas Kahuna? Within the rear, that's Hashayil. Do we have another answer to that kasha? Okay, for Rashi, I don't think it would help, because Rashi says if you know about it, then it's as if you stated it. But what we do have, the advantage that we're answering for Rashi is that the Ramban's kasha from Tosefes, the Ramban's kasha from Nechzi Tzom Barzel, the Ramban's kasha from whether it's a Psua or an Almana. So they could always say they didn't know. It doesn't matter. To the extent that it's part of the Edus, you can't say it's not going to change if you didn't know. You don't have to know. It's part of the Edus. Where does Rashi talk about not knowing when it's not directly part of the Edus, but had you known about it, we would say it's as if it would be part of the Edus. Knowing about it makes it part of the Edus. Not knowing, and not by being by definition part of the Edus, is what would allow them to be putter. So Nechzi Malug would be putter because, like the Rit says, but Rashi just needed to add something to that by saying that they could say lo yadanu. So that's the lashon of Rashi, lo he'adnu, Rashi says, ela alak el ksuvasa. And for the Ramban, it's not about the idea of what goes into the harshah and the edus, it's about a new halacha that you need, that an onesh that results that they didn't anticipate or think about, they thought it wasn't going to happen, there's a tour in the mazik of kashas, I'm not going to pay for such a mazik. It's not in the definition of the mazik, it's in the punishment, in the tashlumin, or the onesh itself, there's a kula that it wasn't zamam lasos. But the Ramban, as long as you understand that it could be, that's already considered to be zamam lasos. So it comes out, we created like a new way to understand this Gemara in Sanhedrin and Malef and how it would possibly play out in terms of the Gemara here, in terms of the Nechzi Malug. Okay, questions, clarifications, comments? Yeah. Okay. Let's do the last Tosfos, okay? Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start the next Mishnah, hopefully tomorrow. So everything is obviously interconnected, but for now, at least we'll finish this. This is the Mishnah. This could have been really before the previous Tosfos on the Gemara, but it's really a new kasha on the Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah talk about? That they have to pay the Baal whatever it is, and all the different Perushim and the Gemara and so on, and the Rishonim and Bechuli, right? Okay. It comes to us with a new Kasha. New Kasha on the Mishnah. Bechuli, there's something else that we should factor in, that we should be Mechayev the Edim, another payment, and not to the Baal after all, but to the Isha. With this Edus, the Yom Tomar, L'chaivu Sher Ksus, they take out Va'ona, that doesn't have monetary, Pashtus, it's just Sher Ksus, Tosus it would mean. Sher Ksus, the Hamafsidin L'isha. Let's explain this Kasha. By saying that he divorced his wife, separate from the issue we're discussing in terms of the loss on the Baal's part, the woman, as a married woman, is entitled to, from the husband's obligations, Sher Ksus Va'ona, but Sher Ksus have monetary values associated with it. He has to provide her zonos, clothing, and all this is now being lost to her as a result of the edus. No? So what does Tosus want? How much should be paid? What's the calculation going to be? How are we going to make a cheshbon here? What does it mean?
Good.
So we have a good teretz. Good. You're saying good, but first Tosus would have to disagree with that. But you still have to tell me what it would mean. It's low kites, we don't know, but Tosus is asking a kasha. So what did Tosus have in mind in the kasha? It's low kites, what did that, even for that ritva, we have to know what the ritva meant. The ritva gave a teretz b'shem, I think it was the Rashba, right? That you can't talk about manas kohuna in the Mishnah because it's low kites. Low kites because, how did the ritva put it? At what point is it low kites? That's what you're referring to, right? Having meted the little kids, a mistama or amra Torah by Simchas Zaman, el bemited the kids she efshe lasses kain miyad. So, what, at the time, how do we learn pshat in that? How would you bchal make an assessment about the school? Yeah.
I was going to say there, we can't really make an assessment because we don't know if he's ever going to get it.
We don't have
to give him.
Yeah, we don't know. You mean there's been a certain, yes, it's a little bit easier here, but I think ultimately you can still say the same thing as we said over there. What do we say over there? How would we know how much she'd be getting matnas kohuna? What will be the pshat? So the answer is, going forward, right, umaisa, we know that they were stopped in the tracks, the zomanin. So meanwhile, he's going to go back to being a kohen and the children and so on. So what's going to be? They're going to be getting matnas kohuna going forward. So chveis, every year, they'll send a bill to the address of the Eden Zomimin, right? You owe, this was the Matnas Kuna for this year, pay that, and then whatever, annual or whatever, semi-annual, they'll get billed for whatever the Matnas Kuna was. That'll be the Zomman. Alderach, I think, would be over here too. I mean, you're saying, let's just look at how much was the Sheikh's was for last year. I don't know if that would be good enough. Maybe it means, okay, so Lamai says she's going to stay married now. So there'll be Sheikh Sus that he'll be giving her for the next year. So comes the next year, before Rosh Hashanah of the year, when the year is coming to an end now. So then they'll send, the Edom have to pay whatever the Sheikh Sus amounted to for that year and so on going forward. But if that's what Tosus means, that would be Tosus Kasha. So they should be mechuyf to pay Sheikh Sus, meaning we're going to know as we go forward how much it is. You don't like it. Elio, what do you say? Yeah.
Didn't we all say we don't calculate, we're not going to calculate the future?
No, so that's what the guys are saying. That's what the Chevra is saying. That's the Ritva before. So we have a good terrace to the Kasha. Tosus would not hold with this. The Ritva gave a teretz b'shem the Rashba, but that was one of the answers he gave earlier in Dav Beis. The why don't they have to pay matnas kohuna? Says the Ritva b'shem the Rashba. What does he say? Mishum tahavi midi digalu kayitz umistama lo amr torah sismu kasha zamam el b'midi dekayitz she'efshe lasus kein miyad. What does he mean to say? At the time that they're being slapped with the onus of kasha zamam, do we know how much they're owing for this? No. So that's the Rashba's teretz before. That you can't, the Torah did not talk about Kasha Zamam if you can't put a fixed amount on it right now. You're basically going to become an amount that we don't really know what it's going to come to. We'll have to figure it out in the future and then have to pay subsequently whatever we know at that point it's going to be. That's not what Kasha Zamam means. Al Derech Zeh will be able to answer Tosus Kasha here. In other words, since we don't really know what the Sheikh's is going to be, that how much would he have it in? What was last year was last year. I don't know if that could be good enough. How much would she have gotten this year's Sheikh's? It's not necessarily the same amount as last year. The answer is we're going to have to wait and see. But the Torah only gave Kasha Zama punishments for when you know what you can do right now. You can say this is how much they're paying. You're not going to know how much they should pay until a year from now. You know how much the Sheikh's amounted to for next year. So good. So Tosus apparently didn't hold it at Teretz. Tosus was prepared to allow for such an idea, but I think the Teretz that Ritva B'Shem Rashba earlier would work for here as well. So that would be one Teretz, the Tosus Kasha. Yeah.
You can make a kill of the two cases. The Manus Kahuna, you could get a certain amount, you get more than that, you get less. You never know what it's going to come out to. We said year by year, but we want to do it miyad. But sharing sus, you're fulfilling a need that someone needs. So you could say a person normally needs this.
You're saying here it's a little bit better. You're saying it's not lokai. You think we could. He's tightening out. Yo's tightening. We should look at what was last year. I think it could fluctuate.
Maybe the average person.
I know her, it's not the average. It's what she needs. Not everyone gets the same amount. I mean, it's more readily definable. Okay. Okay, I don't. I think the Rashba's terz could be valid, but I hear you're saying maybe it's a little bit maybe more kites over here than over there. Yeah, Elior and Elio.
Yeah, you said something before, and I think it was around the home, that, and it also goes well with our rib that we're saying now.
Very good. What are you saying? The rib would answer. The rib's vart would answer. Another terz to this question.
Right,
why?
We said by chala that you don't include the kids in matnas kuvuna.
Leave that chala. Just say the terz over here. What did the Rid say by Nilsa Nuuk?
About the suit.
Oh,
or
about the what was the right? What was the Eidus Rabbos say? Shelo Nasalok Suvasa. Does the Eidus, by its definition, relate to her loss of Shekhsus Va'ona? What did they say? What was their Eidus? Neidim Anu Shegiresh Velo Nasalok Suvasa. Yeah, but the fact that she's losing Shekhsus Va'ona, that's not the Harsha. That's not the Harsha of their Eidus. According to Rashi, it wouldn't be a Teretz. Rashi says anything that they know about, it's as if it would be stated. So that would be as if that were part of the that would be part of the Eidus. They know she's going to lose Shekhsus Va'ona. But if you don't say Rashi, say it the way the Rid says it. The Rid says, why wouldn't they have to pay Nichsin Melug? Because that's like an engrama. The Eidus is the Ksuba. Memela Beisen also use it to make him lose Nilsim Malug. Okay, the Eidus is that the Baal owes Ksuva. Beisen will also be able to use that Eidus to deprive her of Shekhsus Va'ona, but the explicit Eidus was not about that. It could be, according to the Rid, we have another Teretz Tosfos Kasha. Again, Rashi wouldn't help. Rashi owes anything they know about would also be a key where they were making that in the Eidus also.
By saying Kirish, there's two parts of the Eidus. They said Kirish Shishisha, they were lying about that too.
They were lying, but the Eidus is.
They tried to make them, I said, they go back.
Yeah, but the Girish is for the point of Lonasal Ksuvasa. That's the Eidus of Girish. Girish is Baus Chayv Ksuva. That's the Eidus. We also know if the Baus Chayv Ksuva, because of Girish, then the issue was Shishisha.
Are we defining what their main goal is here?
I think that the Eidus was, again, the Eidus was Machayv the Baal. That's what they came for. That's what the Eidus is saying.
Eidim
anu es ish ploni shagirish es ishta. Plonas kezuvasa. That's not Eidus on the Isha. That's not Eidus on the Isha's loss of Shekhsus. That's Eidus on the Ish. Eidim anu es ploni, if they would say, ish ploni shagirish, the al Isha plonis shagirish es ishta. Okay. That's not, the Eidus was on the Ish. So Girish, for one of the Ksuvas. That is the Eidus.
How do you add in the Shekhsus? How would you add, even add that in?
No. That's what Tosus said. But Lamaisa, in this Eidus, they're being mafsid the Isha.
Saying if they wanted to add that in, so how would they even add it in?
What? They could say that.
Oh, and now she's not going to get any more? Yeah, it's obvious because now they're divorced. So.
Okay, so the obvious is what Rashi would say. The obvious is what they know. But for the Rid, that's not enough. Just like he said, if the Tzon Barza was not in the Ksuva, it would also not be make them chayef. For him, it's about what's in the ksuva. Knowing about it is not going to matter. The nixum is not in the ksuva. The tom barzel is. If it wasn't in the ksuva, then it wouldn't be included. The edus was on nasal ksuva. So any ramifications of that is a grama. So this is like a similar thing. The grama. The definition of the mazik. Again, let's hear this far well. The definition of the mazik is sheker ona be'achim. What are you a mazik on? You're a mazik on what your edus was directed at. What did you speak about? What is the psak, the base that is paskening? What else will result from that as a result? Derivative points is grama. That's not the maisa mazik. The maisa mazik is the harsha. What was the harsha? What was the edus on the baals owing suva? Not even though in the mail it follows that she loses Sheksus, but that's not what Kasha Zomim is about. I think the Rid's Mahalach would answer Tosis Kash. Tosis doesn't agree with that. Okay, it's not, doesn't Tosis have to agree with that? So we have two suggestions already to answer Tosis Kasha that Tosis didn't accept. Either using maybe the, okay, you can think so with me, but about the low kayets, but maybe if we use the assumption that's not kayets really, how do you know what the Sheikh Sus is? That would be one answer. And the Rid would answer the Kasha as well.
Going back to the first here, it's similar to what Shmuel was saying, that maybe I would say I could create a chiluk between that case and Matnas Kahuna, because by Matnas Kahuna, we don't, the reason you wouldn't be able to calculate from yesterday is we don't know if he's even going to get in the future again. But I'm saying here in this case, we know that the husband has to keep giving her every single
But
year.
We don't know the figure. We don't know the dollar figure. We don't know the amount.
So I was saying that maybe you'd be able to use the previous year, because you know he's going to have to continue giving it at least. But
and the children, know and the
sure
children.
Give anything for yeah.
We don't know. We have his previous years of Matnas Kahuna too, if you want.
But it's very possible that the next day he might have anything.
Yeah, I can see it's more predictable, but the exact precise figure is still not known. You're saying it's a little easier here. It's a little bit stretch, a little leap to use the Ritva's Teretz, the Ritva's Teretz here, but you don't think it works. No, it doesn't work to answer the kasha. If it's not definitive, you're going to have to make an adjustment. Let's say you make him pay what last year's amount, and Maisa comes this year, it's going to be different. So you'll reimburse, you'll send a reimbursement check, because really they didn't owe that much. They paid. You made him pay based on last year's check, so and this year was less. What does that mean? I mean, Maisa, if it's not the same amount, why should they have to pay more than they have to pay? If they only mafs it for the coming year this amount, why do you have to make him pay according to the cheshbon of last year? That's not fair. Elamai, you have to wait. So you have to wait. So it's low kites. The time of the owners is not kites.
Also, what if the husband's able to give the girl like a lot more money, and then the Edom will have to pay her like a lot of money, and then they'll just it's back by the Kohen. It's not them giving the Kohen the money.
Yeah, good.
But here, the husband can play a game here, so I can get as much money as they want.
He would give it. No, she'd be getting. Even saying once you're getting from the Edom, the husband would say, "I don't have to give you anymore."
It's a price match, so just how
No. He's chayiv. He's chayiv. It's a windfall that she got because of the kasha zama. Even though he could be zoche, maybe he's zoche in it. I don't know. It's a separate kasha. Who would end up getting it? They're still married. So. Okay. Yeah.
Just to clarify, Rebbe's saying that you could read the Ramban similar to the Rid, right? The Ramban in general, but the Ramban.
The Ramban is no fakir. The Ramban, no, not Ramban. Rashba. The Ritva quoted a Rashba's Teretz.
No, I know.
About me to the kids. Ramban is different than the Rid. Ramban by us, by Nilsson
Arut. Ramban by Chalal, where it talks. I was saying.
The Ramban by Chalal. What about it?
That I thought at least he was saying that the reason why you aren't Machai the Edom Zomim to pay for
is why?
All the generations of them is because it's just not Shaykh to their Zama.
The Ramban's Teretz, remind me. What was the Ramban's Teretz there? Because it's a Mixas Kasha Zama.
Because the Harsha is not on the kids, so they have no
Tviya.
The Ramban before was that they talked about him, and the kids don't have the Tviya because it was on him. And since it's affecting the children, it's going to be a half a Kasha Zama, the Ramban said.
Right.
That was the Ramban before. So how does
that may be similar to the Rid, because the Rid's also saying it's not directly against them. Against the woman's clothing, whatever. It's only about who's it directly against. Just like the Ramban was saying over there, in the case of Chalal, that it's not directly against the kids. It's just like a totsa of the fact.
It's him and his kids, but the Toveya is him. The Edus is him and affecting his kids, but the Toveya, the Edus was against him, so the only one that could come and make the claim would be him. That's how we explained the Ramban before. I don't see the connection necessarily.
Unless that's another answer to Tosfos Kasha.
Oh, you want another answer you want to say?
That shot isn't. Couldn't that be another answer?
That what?
There's no harsha against her, so she has no tfiya against the Edom Zomim.
She has no tfiya.
So maybe she's happening against Sheikh Sus.
And that.
If he can't, who's going to make the claim to the Sheikh Sus? Maybe he should make the claim. He can't do it for her. Saying she should have to. What? He said the Banim couldn't do it because Edus was against him, but he can't be claimed for her loss. You're suggesting another answer, in other words. That's what you mean. I have to think
either
about
it's a separate answer, or maybe it even goes with the Rid.
No, I'm thinking good. The Rid is a different. The Rid stands for itself. The Edus was here. Yeah, the Edus. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
How do the Edom Zomim pay for Onah?
How could? Well, what? Onah. So that's why they take out Onah. There's a lot of discussion Nachronim about the Girsa here. The easiest in Svara is to say that you take out Ona. Like, they put in parentheses. Why? Because, you're right, because the real kasha is not from Ona. Ona is a conjugal relations. It's not a monetary issue. Even though in Maisa, you end up having to magia a few times in Tosa. So you'll see in a second in the Terutzim, Gimel Dvarim. It's not Gimel. Every time there's a reference to three, you have to change it. Because why are they changing it? Because the kasha is not Ona. That's why. There's a raid about this. They want to try to work something out, but again, in Svar, the easiest thing is to say Tosus was asking from Ona. That's obvious. Yeah. Okay, so we're holding a Tosus Kasha. We have fast suggestions, but now Tosus is going to have two tirutz into the Kasha. And for answer number one, the Yeshu Omar, the Mairi, Shemase Yodeha, Shehen Biyado, or Shehen Biyada, right? Should be, yeah? The Masi Adayim that she's getting, Shavin Kisher Ksus. Again, I have to take out the Va'ona, right? So what did Tosus answer? That even though with their Eidus they're making her lose She'er Ksus, but at the same time, there's Masi Adayim that she has, by being divorced, she'll be keeping her own earnings, which otherwise would have gone to the Baal. And they are equal, you could say equal or more, therefore, there isn't any net loss of the She'er Ksus, because that's offset by the fact that she's getting her own Ma'aseh Yadayim. That's Tosus Teretz. So Tosus is working on an Ukimta that the She'er Ksus is offset by the fact that she gets her own earnings. So let's think about this for a second. So that compensates for the loss of She'er Ksus. Why did Tosus need to say that? Because of Ma'aseh Yadayim. Go back to our case. By saying she's losing She'er Ksus, what else are they saying? She's losing, but she's also gaining. What is the Eidus saying? That the husband owes a ksuba, right? So now, there's also the gain that she's gaining of the ksuba. So let Tosus say that it's talking about that the amount of the ksuva is going to equal or exceed the She'er Ksus. Okay, well, you'll tell me, that's not likely. More likely, the Ma'aseh Yadayim, I can understand, would be equal or more. But the ksuva is going to be less. So then I should ask Akasha the other direction. So how could they pay the Baal for the ksuva? The Baal is a windfall. Not making him lose, he's gaining. He's losing ksuva, but he's gaining. What? What's he gaining? Ksus. They just have to pay She'er Ksus. So something is not right here, in this picture, no? Rosai, everyone hear the kasha in the back, yeah? Hear the kasha? What? What's going on here? Tosus has a cheshbin that the She'er Ksus is offset by the Ma'aseh Yadayim. Forget, what about the ksuva? Factor in the ksuva. So say it's offset by the ksuva. And if the ksuva is less than the She'er Ksus, so it wouldn't offset the She'er Ksus, so then why did he pay the Baal? He's not losing, he's gaining. The Tumi Mas is kasha, and Siman Lamed Ches. Interesting kasha, no? What's going on here? Tosus is only concerned with Ma'aseh Yadayim versus the She'er Ksus. Where does the ksuva fit into this? Manafshach, right? If the ksuva money is more than She'er Ksus, then let that be the answer. That they're not making her lose She'er Ksus because they're giving her the ksuva. If the ksuva is less than She'er Ksus, it won't help her. Then why is the Baal getting the kashazam of the ksuva? They didn't make him lose ksuva money, made him gain in the long run because he's getting the off the hook from She'er Ksus. So why are they paying him ksuva? Whatever, they're paying him whatever the cheshbon that we worked out, but really She'er Ksus is going to be better. He's gaining that. Sounds like a interesting kasha. What do we make of this? Something interesting, yeah? Sure. Yeah. The kasha manafshach. I mean, kasha, any way you look at it. Tosus asks, let them pay the woman for her loss of Sherek Sus because of this Eidos of making her lose Sherek Sus. Answers Tosus, the case would be that the Maisi Yadayim, her earnings are going to be equal to the Sherek Sus, so she's not losing Sherek Sus because she has Maisi Yadayim. I'm asking. Leave that out. Forget Maisi Yadayim. She's gaining the Ksuva. So she's not losing Sherek Sus because she's gaining Ksuva. All right, so you'll tell me no, but the Sherek Suva is going to be more likely less than the Sherek Sus. The Sherek Sus is more, so she's really going to be still losing. You have to use the Maisi Yadayim to answer the kasha. But if the Maisi Yadayim, if the Sherek Sus is more than the Ksuva, then why does the Mishnah say you have to pay the Baal the Ksuva, whatever percentage of the sale of the Ksuva, which is less than the actual Ksuva, but he's gaining, that he doesn't have to pay her Sherek Sus, so he's actually coming out ahead.
No, because Ksuva is what she's getting for now, not being married to this guy anymore.
What is the Baal getting? He's getting the Ksuva, let's say Rav Nassin. He's getting the Ksuva minus whatever he'd buy the Tovas Hana of the woman. So he gets 60, let's say, right? But if the Ksuva, whatever that amount, the Ksuva that they're giving him, or the amount of the Ksuva itself, forget about what we're giving, the amount of the Ksuva is more, is less than the Sherek Sus, he's gaining that he doesn't have to pay a Sherek Sus. So that's much more than what he's losing. Why are they paying him for his loss? He's coming out ahead.
Maybe the Sherek Sus is like a deal with the Maisi Yadayim.
So now you're saying good. Now you're saying Lamdish. Good, you're talking like a Lamdish. Good. L'chaira, this is the way to go. You have to look at it as follows. Start with the cash that we started with. Why can you say that the ksuva that she's gaining is going to offset the loss of Sherek Sus? The answer is, if there was a zamam against her to lose Sherek Sus, there's a chiv to pay her Sherek Sus. She's getting something, the neila, in a different direction that's unrelated. She's only getting... That doesn't change anything. There is a zamam on the Sherek Sus. That cannot justify offsetting that chiv. Why does Tosis answer Maisi Yadayim? Because Maisi Yadayim is more within the Ishus itself. The Ishus, as it's happening, has a transactional component. He owes her, she gets from him. He owes her something, Maisi Yadayim, and she gets this. That, they work together in tandem with each other. Maisi Yadayim is Tachas Mizonos, that's She'er. It could be that Tosis is saying that that's not called a loss in Sherek Sus because of the Maisi Yadayim. But to ask, well, it's not a loss in the Sherek Sus because of Ksuva. No. Ksuva is a separate cheshbon. After the divorce, he owes Ksuva. The fact that with this Eidos, you're also giving her back in a different direction from a different angle doesn't take away the absolute chiyah for the Zomam on this. This is distinct from the Ksuva. Sherek Sus is its own halacha. They're causing her loss of Sherek Sus. Mimakam Acher, she's getting also Memela, but that doesn't exempt the Edom from the obligation. Tosus couldn't use the benefit, the windfall of the Ksuva to offset the Sherek Sus. What could Tosus say? But with the Sherek Sus is a transactional aspect in the Ishus. Sherek Sus, so long as they're married, but Maisi Yadayim, she gets Oh Maisi Yadayim, then he doesn't give a Sherek Sus, so then that balances. That can balance. As long as it's Shava, that's not called a loss. It has to be internal to itself, since these issues are both because of the issues. So then they can balance each other out. But the Chi of Ksuva is like a separate, distinct type of benefit that would accrue to her, Memela, but that's not going to address the basic Chi of itself. And similarly in the other half of the kasha. You can't tell me that the Baal should have to not get Ksuva because he's getting Patim Sherek Sus. These are unrelated things. Her, that's going to have to be the answer. To benefit her at the same time in a different way, not in something that's more naturally matched with that which I'm causing loss, that doesn't justify exonerating the Eidim from that payment. That's the Zomam, that's the Chiyuv. What would be something else? Memela. Yeah?
Tosus' assumption is clearly that the Maisi Yadayim is greater than Ksus.
Equal or greater, correct.
So shouldn't the question really be, are they making him lose or not? Now he doesn't receive the Maisi Yadayim.
Ah, you're asking a good cash. There's a new cash.
So.
With it, Rabosi, here we're just answering for the kasha. This chayra, that's what you have to. You're asking another kasha. Good. Chayra, what about making them pay him for the fact that he's losing her Masi Yadai? It's a good kasha. I thought of this kasha. Talk a good kasha. What are you going to say for that? What about that? Why not make him pay for the make them pay him for the loss of Masi Yadai? No, separate kasha. No. All you have in this edus, there's also another zamam here against the man for making him lose Masi Yadai. Until now, he's been getting Masi Yadai. Ask a new kasha.
Shanksus.
So which is more?
No, it's equal.
Who said? Oh, because it's equal. The whole Gemara, whole Kimta, it's equal.
Tosus uses that.
Tosus could be saying that it's that
equal or
no,
greater.
In Tosus it's equal or greater. So the Masi Yadai. So in a case where Masi Yadai is greater, in a case of Masi Yadai is greater, then he'd be coming out losing the Masi Yadai. So it could be Maisei Daim is different. Could be you'll say something like this. You have to know more than Sugis and Ksuvis. But the Din Maisei Daim is a shibud he has on her to get Maisei Daim. It may not be a monetary issue. It's a schus shibud on her that she has on her that she gets a Maisei Daim. It could be it's not a monetary claim. You have to know how to... I mean, in Tosis, it helps her because a Maisei gives her dividends, which would offset Sheikh Ksus. But in terms of being Machayiv the Edim for what they were Masid him, it could be Maisei Daim might be different than normal monetary losses. You have to know how to explain it, but it could be. Otherwise, I think it's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha. What about that? This is one teretz of Tosis. Let's see the next teretz. The Od Yesh Lomar, another teretz to this kasha, right? Why don't we make the Edim pay her the loss of Sheikh Sus? She'omeres gerashtani. She says gerashtani. The imkein machla lebayla osan dvarm. Again, they take out the gimel. Three times you have to be magiantosis because of the ona, right? Ona twice. You have to take out the ona and then change the gimel, right? Take out the gimel. Again, it's hard to know, but that apparently the gifts originally had ona. But for now, we'll learn it without it because l'chorif only Sheikh Sus. So what is Tosus' second teretz? The case is, he said, Gerashtani. The imkin machla lebayla osan dvarm. We'll just stop for a second here. So what's Tosus' teretz? The case, the reason why you don't have to pay her, they don't have to pay that woman, Sheikh Sus, because she was mochel. By saying Gerashtani, she was mochel, the Sheikh Sus. She acknowledges, she admits that she's divorced. So there's no claim of Sheikh Sus that they have to pay her. She was mochel that claim. Rabbo say, when did she say Gerashtani? When? When did she say Gerashtani?
Before
the Eger. So the Kiva Eger puts in as follows. He says, you have to assume, he writes, and here's how he puts it. Be'omeres miyad Gerashtani kishibo ha'edim. When the Edom came, she already is on record as being mochel, as saying Gerashtani. Because let's say she didn't say it till after the Edom came. So then, ma bekach she mochla achas sheheidu, v'chi b'shvil kach ein tzarach l'shalem la shefsidu osa beidusa, de be'osa sha sheheidu hayimagia la sheksus v'ona. He says, oh, interesting. Okay, interesting. What Kivege says, you have to position this mechila prior to the edus. Because what's machayev them? If they're made and she hasn't been mochel yet, then there already is a basis to machayev them sheikh sus to the woman, and she hasn't yet been mochel. So then you lost the teretz. You have to say that she was already mochel b'shas the edus. Now the only ha'ara of Shimon Zavsky asked him, Kiva Eger, l'chayra, Rekiv Eger's timing is b'shas ha'edus. What's machayev the edim in the chayev kasha zavam? The edus? What's also necessary for the edim to be chayev? We all know in the Mishnah Daf Hei Amud Beis, what has to occur as a result? Gemara Din. So what's the chayra there? Rekiv Eger's language is, you have to say that she said Gerashtani, she's mochel, kishabo ha'edim, because afterwards the edim should still have to pay. But wait a second, what makes the edim have to pay? The edus or the Gemara Din? We've been learning all along, the Maisa Mazik has to do with the edus, and the fact that the edus led to what? to aid them leading the basin to paskin that the person's chayiv. That's their mazik. That's their mashia of the person. That's mechayiv them. So as long as the mechila of the woman, the gerashtani, that she's mochel, would have occurred prior to what, says Rosh Murzavsky, prior to the gemar din, then that should also be sufficient that they should be absolved from having to pay the sherek sus, because at the time that you want mechayiv them, which is the gemar din of beis din, or the gemar din against the person, and then in the mele they'll be gepaskin against them. All that was already a mechila. The eger seems to assume, the way the words are expressed, that it's a function of the edus. There's a tanai that has to be a gemar din, but lemaisa the eger would want that the mechila should have been before b'shasa edus, before the edus. That's one har, just the way Rav Kiviger sets it up. But then he has another. That's one nekuda Rav Kiviger. There's another thing he says. Why does Tosef have to say mechila? Tosef could have said it more simple than that. You know why you don't have to be sherek sus? Because she's moda to the Aden. Now, she can be moda one of two ways to the Aden. Either she's moda that you, Aden, saw me get divorced, or she could say, not you, Aiden, saw me get divorced, but I got divorced with other Aiden. But either way, says Rabbi Kiviger, could the Aiden be mechuyev to pay when they found Zalman to pay her? Why not? If she's moda that she lost sherek sus, she's moda ledivrei ha'Aiden, so manafshach. Anyway, look at it. If the moda that they their Aiden were correct, that the sugya bava kama we saw in that base on the Aleph, remember? That if the person is moda that they're in fact saying, even if they found zomim min, there's no din kasha zama. That's if she's moda that they themselves are correct, that they saw it. But even if she'll be moda not that they saw it, but that she was divorced by other edim, but once she's moda to that chiyuv, so that's also that hey the sugyev. If it's knas, it's different. But my mamon, if you're moda to the mamon that they were mechayev you to the loss of money, so then you don't have the edim are not going to mechayev. Because you agree that you owe the money. So she basically is moda to the fact that she's divorced. You don't have to say that she's mocho the sherek sus. Again, Rav Kiviger is sarachi and gado there. That's how he puts it. And says, Amayo kasu bipshuto, davi omeres achakach gerashtani b'fnei edem elu. And then, or even a shlo b'fneiem. He modina, shabbi ina demisadi lohim agilo sherek sus, kivin eskasha. The only thing is, I think they want to tie in the back, but she's moda that she's not entitled to check to checks us for the Aiden. But he's moda. What does he say? The Baal? Logi Rashti. So he's moda that he does owe her shekhsus. So it's one hoda against another hoda. So what's the halacha? If hoda against the hoda, you don't leave the mechila. If you take out mechila from the equation, forget mechila. She's moda. But the Baal is moda that he does owe her. So what if she does tfisa? She grabs it from him. The amount that he claims he owes and she claims he doesn't know. Could the tfisa would work? So if tfisa would work, maybe that's enough to mechayv the Eden. It's a cheshbon, a little bit of a dreidel, but that's, you know, maybe to try to get Rabbi Kiviger's kasha. Okay, what's Rabbi Kiviger's kasha? Why does Tosis need to say mechila? Let Tosis just say that she's molded. Okay. One more line of Tosis, okay? Every line is another shtickle Torah here, but what do we have in Tosis? Second, hold the cheshbon. Why don't the Edom have to pay har sherek sus, right? Answer number one, the Maisi Yadayim can offset sherek sus. So we discussed cheshbon and ksuba and so on. That's first teretz. Second teretz, she says Gerashtani. So Tosis says with that she's mochel. Tosis doesn't say she's moda, she's mochel. In fact, Tosis, wait a second. Wait a second. If the case is that she says Gerashtani, the halacha is there's a chazaka, a woman who says b'fnei baila Gerashtani, she has a chazaka, she's believed she wouldn't be me'iza parna b'fnei baila. Gemara brings this issue in a number of places in Shas, Ksubas Chavdeis and other places. That is a chazaka. Rav Nuna said a woman who has the brazenness to say b'fnei baila gerashtani nemenes. So what's Tosis asking? So if she's nemenes, so therefore what? She should be entitled to what? What? To her what?
My seder.
No, Tosfos asks, how could you have a whole chiyuv here of the Edim? The Choresh, she should be believed, and she should get her ksuva. Get her ksuva. So, by the way, here's a chiddush in this halacha. Maybe that halacha is only said b'negeya letting her remarry. Who says that the chazaka carries weight that she should collect ksuva or Tosfos ksuva? It's a big machokis rishonim about this. This din of Rav Hamnuna, Isha Shambali Ashtai Nemenes, is it Nemenes who got me the mammon? And even the ksuva money, and even the Tosefes ksuva. So a lot of shittas about this. This Tosis is a mocker that this chazaka would entitle her to mamon, and even the Tosefes, because Tosis earlier was discussing kuf mana, right? That's the Tosefes amount. So Tosis is asking, does she believe because of the chazaka? And for Tosis, hani mili hecha deleka edim. This whole chazaka is only when there aren't edim that back her up. But if there are edim that say the same thing as her, then you lost the chazaka. What's the basis of the chazaka? That ein isha me'iza paneha b'fnei ba'ilo to say givashtani. But the Gemara says, but if there are edim that support her claim, she doesn't have the inhibition that she could say it, therefore she would say it, therefore you lost the chazaka. So therefore, the case could be in our Mishnah that she says Girashtani, and since Edom are also saying it, so she doesn't have the chazaka, but she's mochel the Sheik Sus, and therefore there's no basis to make the Edom pay Sheik Sus. In fact, the Masha, you saw the Masha? Masha says, wait a second, then why did Edom have to pay? They did her a favor. Why should they have to pay? Without their Edus, if they didn't say anything, then what would be the halacha? She'd be believed. Now that she said Eidus and it became Zomimin, so she's not believed. So now why did they have to pay?
Shila Mafraya believed once there was Zomimin.
What?
Shila Mafraya.
No, no. So he asks, without their aid, they did him a favor. They did the Baal, why have to pay the Baal anything? Without them, she would win with her statement of Girash Tani. Why doesn't she win the Din Torah? Because she has Edom on her side. She has Edom on her side. So why do the Edom have to pay Kasha Zamam to who? To who? To the Baal. They did the Baal a favor. If not for us, says the Masha, then what? The case is she said Girash Tani. So she'd be believed. She'd be believed. She would win everything. So why do they have to pay for Kasha Zama? And for the Masha, wait a second. If not for their Edus, she wouldn't have said it. She would not. She only is able to say it because of the Edus. So therefore, without the Edus, so you can't say without us, she would win. She wouldn't have been able to stand up and say Girash Tani. But McVeigh says, I have a simple terrace to this, Masha's Kasha. You can't make them not pay their Kasha Zamam because they did him a favor because she would have won B'sheker. We know there's Zomimin. We know it's not true. How can you use that as an argument that they should have to pay Kasha Zamam because she would have won? She would have been a gaslit if she would have won. It wouldn't have been. We know it's not true. We know there's Zomimin. She would have been Motzi V'Ksuva B'Gezel. And that cannot be a reason to make the Eidim Pater. You can't Pater the Eidim because she would have won Shalok Kedin. The Masha's Kasha could be answered that way. All right, I'd like to think about the Cheshbon afterwards.